Diagnosis. After 5 months of worry, my roundness wasn't just too much beer. The doctor says, no. Then, it's not cancer. Then, would you like to know the sex? No. It's a goddess, proclaims the bulge. Then, God damn it. At least surgeons can carve out cancer. At least radiation can nuke malignant bodies into non-existence. There's no way in hell men with wire coat hangers can put a scratch on divinity. It's coming. When it bursts, I have two options. Doctor hands me pale green pamphlet. So, you're going to be a poet. In fading black toner, greeting via sympathies. Then, you have two options. Then, one. Do not name it. Do not nurture it. Drag its comatose body, weighty despite all it will starve from your inattention, behind you by indelible umbilical cord for the rest of your life. Learn to not look back. Accept the growing dead weight you pull as physical training. Penance, if you wish, but this, too, is looking back. Assume your clothes, heavy from invisible downpour, were woven of some leaden stuff. Convince your legs they are weary from running towards a finish line stretched just below horizon's broad frown. Flipped calendar pages, your birthdays, New Year's parties, will slowly turn this burden into process. Deny mirrors, hung, standing, or similarly maliciously mounted, their power of looking beyond your own skin. Then, two. After you deliver, do not baby-proof your home. This ancient goddess, given new power by your cells, needs to learn how to name with shared tongue everything you have come to know without her. Every bruise, cut, shock, and burn shapes her fingerprint, her footprint, in your own deepening voice. Be prepared to sacrifice comfortable abstracts for the unforgiving concrete. She will require constant tribute, sacrifice, time for facts and fictions hidden in between lines of dusty books, isolationism for inquisitive exchanges with strangers you never realized could talk. Build a stage around the birth weight you'll never want to shake. Affix two spotlights to your brow and train their focus. Billet, puppet show. Billet, shadow theater. Invite the world to your side. If it does not come, throw your weight into the world where it will be most expected. If you've enough confidence or cowardice, sucker punch street corners, train car interiors, anywhere you will be unexpected, unavoidable. If you grow tired of the solo act, acquaint and share the goddess with musicians, with painters, with photographers. They will buy her distinct dresses, take her to undiscovered corners, show her off on their arms, introduce her to strangers she might run away with. Learn to let go. Your tight grip will but bruise her temperament. Adopt a loose hand. Allow the illusion of escape. Occasionally, she will run from you. After she's out of reach, arrest your seeking arms before they lunge, your palms before they open, your fingers before they stretch. She will return. Her gallivanting means she's healthy enough to wander. Just imagine what she'll bring back.